It's time for Conversations with the Mayor, brought to you by Gonzales Painters and Contractors. Voted Best Painters in the Triangle by Indie Week and featuring a 4.9-star Google rating, Gonzales Painters and Contractors' commitment to excellence and transformative artistry speaks volumes. Trust the experts to exceed your expectations for your next interior or exterior paint project. Visit fgpainting.com. We're joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell. Mark, how are you doing?
Hey, Andrew. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. And how are things in Hillsborough on this Tuesday afternoon?
Things are going good here. Waiting for the rain.
That's right. It's and I've learned I got out of practice for the thunderstorm cycle when I was living in the Pacific Northwest. I did grow up in Indiana where we had this too, but it's coming back to me now how we can have a whole lot of weather happen in a very short amount of time here.
That's the truth.
So I wanted to talk about a couple things going on in Hillsborough. One we've talked about a little bit already, and then we also ran a pretty big story on the Hillsborough Climate Challenge that's going on this month. And here we are on April 2nd, so it has officially begun. I wonder if you could talk about how it has gotten started so far.
Sure, happy to. So we had a great kickoff event for the Hillsborough Climate Challenge on Friday. We were downtown with a Hillsborough in front of Cup of Joe with a tent. We handed out a lot of Climate Challenge passports to visitors and shared information about the challenge and the different events that are happening April 1st through the 21st of this month. And but the actual events got kicked off yesterday. There was at the library in Margaret Lane, they have a climate book display set up in the upstairs part of the library dedicated to the climate challenge. And they also have a sign-up sheet for a book study for April 17th from 7 to 8:30 at the library. And the book that they've chosen is called The Future We Choose, The Stubborn Optimist's Guide to the Climate Crisis by Christina Figures and Tom Rivett Karnak. And it's an interesting proposition. They kind of lay out two scenarios, one where we meet kind of the Paris Agreement target goals for rising in temperature by 2050, and the other one is what it would be like to live in a completely regenerative world that had net zero emissions, and to help people kind of visualize kind of the path that we're on from a climate perspective, and which future would you like to choose?
Definitely.
And then, yesterday also was an offer for people to start a Meatless Monday tradition, and I guess a lot of people probably heard that raising animals requires about 20 times the amount of energy and land and water. And so just by reducing 1 or 2 days a week, your consumption of meat can really have a profound impact on the climate.
Did you participate in Meatless Monday?
I tried. And then at the last minute, I forgot. So I forgot it was Monday. So it was like, no, screw that. But the good news is I'm going to try it again next Monday. So
and that's,
a little bit more
that's part of the deal,
into,
right, too? It's yeah, it's part of it's yeah, just kind of going through the reps, getting used to it, yeah, learning what the options are and that sort of thing. So that's yeah, part of the process, I think.
Yeah. Behavior change is not easy. So
exactly,
we'll try it again next week. And then today, the events are, there's one going on at the Arms County Museum. And that is, it's about conserving and reusing things throughout history. And that they're open from like 11 to 4, I think Monday through Thursday or Friday. They have different hours for the weekends and maybe Friday. So check out their website for the actual hours. But the idea is that they give examples, real life examples in the museum's collection of furniture and clothing that is reused and repurposed because, you know, as we like to say, back in the day, which we often say in here in Hillsborough, everything got reused until it was like busted or broken, and then it got thrown out. So they have a couple of examples of furniture that got, you know, something was made from two different kinds of furniture that had been worn out, and they made a new piece of furniture out of it. And then clothing examples too, textiles, how they got reused pretty frequently. And then tonight from 4 to 5:30 at the Passmore Center, which is next door to the Sportsplex, we're going to have a presentation called Recycling Do's and Don'ts. and this is from subject matter experts in Orange County that work with the Orange County landfill. They're going to help us decide, you know, become more aware of what things are recyclable and which are not. And some things, as you know, they say they're recyclable, but plastics is a great example. They say it's recyclable, but if the market doesn't allow the purchase of those recycled plastics, they get thrown in the landfill somewhere else down the road. So very, very little of plastics actually get recycled. So we'll learn more about that.
We're visiting with Hillsboro Mayor Mark Bell, talking about the Hillsboro Climate Challenge that's just underway. So I know you were hoping to get to as many of these events and activities as possible. How many have you made it to so far, and what's on the docket for you personally for the next couple of days?
So I have a passport, and where the events are listed, and the idea is that you take your passport with you and you'll get a stamp for each of the events that you attend. So far I'm batting 1,000. So I got my stamps from yesterday. I got my stamps from today. I'm going to attempt to attend all of them where I don't have a scheduling conflict. And a lot of them are very short, or some of them are do on your own kinds of things, like eat locally, or there's a video that you can watch about climate change. So you won't actually get a stamp for watching a video, but I will try, and if I can get to 85% of the events, I'll be thrilled.
That would be pretty outstanding, I think. One more question, just kind of looking out a little bit further into the month for this challenge. Is there any event in the next couple of weeks that particularly stands out to you that you're excited about?
Well, there's a kind of a series of events this Saturday. It's called Talks Along the Eno, but there are three or four different talks, not all going on at the same time. And one of them is about the community garden that's on the Riverwalk. And another one is with Beverly Payne. She is a tribal leader with the Okanichi Band of Saponi Nations, and we will meet at the replica Okanichi Village in River Park at 10 o'clock and hear from her perspective how the tribe has historically approached issues of sustainability. And then there is a talk about the Eno River itself, and this is from I think the title might be Riverkeeper, with the Eno River Association, I believe. And then at the same time, in general the same location, people are invited to visit the Eno Farmers Market, which is just a couple hundred feet away from the replica village in River Park, and check out all the locally and organic grown produce in the Hillsboro area. So I think that's really exciting. A lot of bang for your buck in one day.
A lot out there each day as this Hillsboro Climate Challenge continues on. Fantastic event, and I don't think there's really anything like it going on anywhere else in the immediate community. So really, really feeling good about Hillsboro making an impact on, Earth Month, as I think we're calling April now, the month around Earth Day. Wanted to change gears a little bit and talk about the Board of Commissioners. I know that they're not meeting this week, but I also know that we are getting deeper into what we like to call budget season. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about kind of some general ideas that you have about the town budget and what the timeline is going to be for getting that finalized.
Sure. So we, along with all other municipalities and counties, anybody who has received a charter from the state of North Carolina, our budgets are due by the end of June. So we have to get that done and submitted to be in compliance with what the state statutes say about budgets. And we actually start our budgeting process probably in like November or December and start having public conversations in January. We really get out there quickly. So it's something that we've already been thinking about. And through successive rounds of conversations about priorities and projected income streams and things like that, we refine and refine and refine what it is that we should be doing and how much money do we have to spend to do that. So we've been at it, but we still have a couple more months to go because we're really facing hard choices this year. We say that every year, that this year is not like the last and we're going to be stressed, but really the rubber meets the road with this budget, because inflation, increasing construction costs, and the growth that we're having in town are really all putting a lot of pressure on our ability to afford to do all the things that we need to do. So we have a couple more months to go, and we'll kind of see where that goes.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell. We'll continue to have conversations about it as that budget process gets refined as we get deeper into the summer. We're just about out of time. Is there anything else going on that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
Stop by the Visitor Center in Hillsborough. You can get your Hillsborough Climate Challenge passport there and check out the events that we're putting on all around town.
Mark, I thank you as always for the time. Great stuff as always, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Andrew.